Congressman Elijah Cummings, Vincent DeMarco, Mayor Stephanie Rawlins Blake, Attorney General Doug Gansler, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, and Governor Martin O'Malley, all with us for the special edition here on 1010 WOLB. And sitting in the studio with me will be my co-host, along with the coach and JJ, Vincent DeMarco. Good morning, sir.
Thank you for having me, Larry. It's always a pleasure to be here. And thank you so much for doing this show, Get People Enrolled. Thank you.
And our first on the newsmaker line, as he said he would be. Well, he's a man of his word, for sure. And we're so honored that our congressman, I call him the hardest working member of the Congress, none other than Congressman Elijah Cummings, who's got to tell us, in addition to what we're doing today, look what he's asked, and it's now going to be put together for tomorrow. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Lita, we're going to sort of open the door with our call 211 for health insurance. And you're going to be, and thankfully, you said after we went that wonderful program that you helped put together last Saturday, we're coming back again tomorrow, yes?
Coming back again, Larry, from 9 until 4 tomorrow at the Convention Center downtown. We'll have over 30 navigators, and we will have stations also for people who can sign up, by themselves. But we're going to have people kind of overseeing everything to get people enrolled. The deadline is the 31st, and as I understand it, if people make application by the 31st, they're in good shape, and even if they run into some problems. And I'm sure Vinny can go into that a little bit further, and the governor. But the fact is that we are going to enroll people, and there are thousands of people, as the minister say, under the sound of your voice, of our voices, who would qualify for the insurance, and they don't know it. So that's why your program is so very, very important this morning. I agree with Vinny. I thank you. And because when we did the program last Saturday, we always do a survey, Larry, to find out how they found out, how do people find out. And lots of them told us that they're listening to your show. And you're encouraging them, you and Coach encouraging them to come out. So, again, it's tomorrow. I'll be there just about all day from 9 until 4. I would urge people to come out early. We're expecting to have long lines because we are approaching the deadline. So, please. As you would say, Larry, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, we need them all to come out. And people, you know, Larry, they're probably families. If they would just share information, there may be families that would qualify. But a lot of times people come out and they don't even think about the aunt or the neighbor or whatever. They need to get on the phone. They need to do the texting. They need to go on Facebook and let people know that we're going to be there from 9 until 4. And a lot of people think it's a very difficult process. When you have the navigators, which we will have, it makes it a lot easier. And I know many have seen it. We've seen it in action last week. They were able to get a lot done in a little bit of time.
One of the things, Congressman, first of all, thank you for, as usual, keeping your word. You said you would document some time with us, and we understand you got to move out when the call calls for you to do so. So thank you. But I'm just excited about, I heard last week when you went in, and here you are hosting it, but you were so impressed, so touched by seeing that the call to action to respond, the people heard you, they did come, and I was told that once you started hearing some of the success stories, or some of the things that people were saying, I finally made it. Look what you helped provide. It should make you feel pretty good, sir.
It made me feel very good, Larry. A perfect example of that is a member of Jamal Bryant's church, Empowerment Temple, called me day before yesterday. Pastor Bryant had mentioned it. This fellow came. He told me that he had gotten, he didn't have insurance. He didn't think he could get insurance. And come to find out, he qualified for Medicaid and didn't even know he would qualify. And so he walked out the door. He said it took him about 20 minutes, and he was fully insured under Medicaid. And it didn't cost him a dime. And so, again, when you hear stories like that, Larry, you got to feel good. And this is a fella who really had some pre-existing conditions. He said he had waited for 18 months to deal with these conditions. They were getting worse. And now he's able to go in, get his treatment, and become well. That, Larry, as you know, that's the kind of information that for people like you and me and Vinny and the others on your panel, that's the kind of information that feeds our soul.
And Congress, one of the things I'm trying to figure out is how can the opponents, they're going to try to face the Democrats around the country, what do they say within their own congressional districts when they know that there are thousands of folks who should be taking advantage of this, but they're willing to play politics on an issue such as health?
When I say, Larry, that's a great, great question, Larry. I oppose this to everybody from Ted Cruz to some of my people, friends from Mississippi and others, Republicans, and what they don't have an answer, Larry. They don't have an answer. What they will do is they will fight you a case where somebody may have ran into some difficulties trying to enroll, or they'll fight a situation where the premiums under the Affordable Care Act was a little bit higher. But a lot of times, if you dust that off, what they're saying, and if you really get to the bottom line, and we've seen this on numerous occasions with Fox News, for example, where the people actually, that they're talking about, actually got lower premiums, had better coverage. Sorry, a policy doesn't mean too much for you if you got a $10,000 deductible, and you making $45,000. You might as well not have a policy.
That's right.
And that's why the Affordable Care Act is so significant. It allows you to do several things. Number one, to stay well. Larry, it is so important that we think wellness instead of just having an idea that the insurance is going to deal with sickness. Okay, deal with sickness, but let's stay well because you're able to get the exams and things that you need. Two, this whole thing of pre-existing conditions, very important. A lot of people who are under the sound of our voices have been turned away from the insurance. I have people in my family. If they had $50,000 a few years ago and wanted an insurance policy, they couldn't get it. Why, Larry? Because they had pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
So that's gone. And I could go on and on. I know your guests will go through all of it. But yeah, Larry, there's been a lot of bits, all kinds of information. And now the latest thing is that they are trying to say that maybe the website is people may be vulnerable, the information may get out, and they know it's not true. And I deal with a lot of that in my committee, and they are attack. But that's why, Larry, it's so important that people come out and enroll. The best way to deal with that kind of stuff you just talked about is for people to get enrolled.
That's right.
Because then the whole, Larry, what happens is it flips. In other words, then they're trying to take something away from people. So you have more and more people saying, no. You're not taking my insurance. You're not taking my ability to take care of my family. You're not taking away my peace of mind. And that's a big difference when they're trying to take something away. By the way, the Congress and the President has put in the law, and the Supreme Court has said it's constitutional.
One of the things I could honestly say, if anyone had asked me how to script putting this special event together with the show, I couldn't have asked for a better person opening up than you, Congressman. Appreciate you so much. I know your schedule is what it is.
And by the way, when you set that line up, Larry, everybody that you just named, these are all strong advocates for this. And Larry, but let me be clear, Larry, you and Coach and the WLP family, I want to thank you. I mean, because without your voices, we have to have a way to get the word out. And you have been absolutely incredible. And I just want to thank you so very much.
It's hey, Congressman, I know you. I know what you stand for, and we're glad to be a part of this. Thank you very much, and
right,
appreciate you so much. Congressman Elijah Cummings coming up on the other side. Thank you, Vin. Coming up, that's right, you can co-host now. You can chime in as you see fit.
Larry, nobody did more to get the Affordable Care Act enacted than Representative Elijah Cummings. He was there fighting for this, and we love him and thank him for all he's doing to get people enrolled with us.
Right after the information break, we're coming back. Don't fumble your health. We're going to tell you why. You're on 1010 WLB. It's 17 after the hour.
Larry, this is Nyla.